It's time to talk about one of possibly the most hated people in the world who are slowly turning into one of the most liked in certain areas. Billionaire Donald Trump is running for president. We see it everywhere. Hopefully he doesn't get it, but he's causing a bit of a controversy along the way. Joe Harrington from Joe.e has been following the campaign trail. Joe, how's it going?
Not too bad. I was a bit worried there for a second because I thought you said we're talking to one of the most hated people in the world.
Joe Harrington.
I'm not sure what I've got out of the way.
I always like to introduce everybody that comes on this show by absolutely destroying them. No, we thank you so much. Thank you so much. I could never compare you to Donald Trump. Speaking of the man himself, because when I think of Donald Trump, I'm kind of like, I just know him as a billionaire. I don't actually know, one, how he made his money, or even two, what he does.
I think most Irish people are the same. They're like, we know this guy. How do we know him? I mean, how do we know him? But like, I think the reason we all know him is because he's just so controversial. Mm-hmm. That he's always in the likes of the Daily Mail. He's always in the tabloids because he said something absolutely ridiculous. But like, the guy made his billions from real estate. His dad owns a real estate firm in New York. He took it over and he built it up, and then he became a TV personality. He's an author. And now he's a politician.
See, that's the thing, because you wouldn't necessarily think, like, we wouldn't talk about the presidential American debate at all, ever. But because he kind of brings himself into pop culture in so many different ways, and because, of course, he likes to comment on pop culture as well, he drags his way into our sphere, which is crazy, because in the last few weeks, he's been obviously causing a bit of a stir. So what are some of the most controversial things that he's done?
He announced that he was going to run for candidacy for the Republican Party on June 16th. And, like, the thing about it, like, he's threatened to, well, it's been threatened that he'd run for president before, even back as far as 1988. But he's, like, he announced officially on the June 16th that he was going to go. And his slogan is, we're going to make America great again.
Oh,
okay? So, like you said, the interest in him is crazy because his announcement speech generated the highest Google search volume of any candidate in this presidential race, be that from
Republican
Party.
Is it not true, though, that he bought all those people? Did he buy all
it's funny because there are claims, which he has denied, that the crowds at his announcement speech were actually paid actors. Because, like, they were very expressive people, I have to say. And I think I've seen a few of them in the background of Fair City as well. So that might be a thing. But yeah, it's been kind of controversy after controversy since. Mm-hmm. He was asked to withdraw from the race by other Republican candidates after comments he made about John McClain. Senator Lindsey Graham called Trump a jackass, and Trump responded by calling out Lindsey Graham's phone number during a speech, which isn't very professional. And that all kind of it all kind of came to a head then on Megyn Kelly's debate on Fox, and that's been really, really bad PR from him, because Megyn Kelly asked him what was a pretty fair question about Hillary Clinton's campaign claims that he was waging a war on women because of some of the comments he's made about women in the past. And like, in the interest of research, I looked back over some of the comments he's made about women, and they're crazy.
Awful.
Like, just before I say a few of them, these are Donald Trump's comments about women, and I am no way connected with these. But he called Arianna Huffington a dog. He called Rosie O'Donnell a fat pig. He called Leone Helmsley a truly evil human. What did he say about Angelina Jolie? He said, she's been with so many guys, she makes me look like a baby.
What?
And about Kim Kardashian, these are just people that that obviously listeners might know, but about Kim Kardashian, he said, does she have a good body? No. Does she have a fat ass? Yes.
These are people that should not be dragged into a political presidential debate, but he is dragging them into the debate, which is crazy, because Heidi Klum has been mentioned as well, and she actually made these comments to say, why the hell am I even involved in this discussion?
Personally, I have no idea what I have to do with the election. Why do I come into play with this election? Like, that doesn't make sense to me, to be honest with you.
It is crazy. Why are these people being dragged into it? And then the scary thing about this as well, he's actually proving popular.
Yeah.
Which is scary for us in some ways, because he has a big thing, obviously, against immigration, and that has been said is going to affect J1 students.
Yeah, like the popularity thing, like it's actually getting pretty real. There was a CNN poll just this week, and it says that Trump is 24% support with Republican registered voters, and that was like 9% ahead of Jeb Bush, who was in second. So it's getting a little bit worrying. But yeah, the immigration thing, like that's where he's been actually kind of most controversial. He made ridiculous statements about Mexicans. He said when Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing real problems, they're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're bringing rapists, and all these kind of crazy comments. But he's really kind of making the immigration issues like a real key point in his campaign. And like you said, it could affect J1 students, because this week he kind of outlined reform policies in immigration, and he wants to scrap the J1 visa program, which obviously thousands of Irish students have used over the last probably 20 years. And he wants it replaced with kind of a CV bank for inner city youths. And so any employers who take on J1 students will be actually encouraged to take on inner city kids, I guess. But like, which is a fair enough thing. But I suppose if you think about international relationships, that would be a massive dent into the relationship of Ireland and America. But like anyone who's been on a J1, there was even like a guy I got in touch with. His name was Kevin McShane from Dundalk, and he said, "I went to DIT. I went on two J1s. I'm now a legal resident in the States. I can't imagine college life without the J1. I don't like. I think so many Irish students would say the same.
Oh, completely. So, I never did it. But my sister did it, and I went over to see her over there, and they just had the best time ever. It was just the most incredible thing. So hopefully it is. Do you think he will get in? Yes or no?
Oh, it's so far away. I mean, like it's like the nominees for the Republican candidacy won't be until next July, and the election itself then is in November. So a lot can happen, and he's the kind of guy who is just going to put his foot in it every week. So I'm sure once he puts a big enough foot in it, I'm sure it'll all end in tears. But like, it's just scary that a celebrity can kind of just put himself up there and actually come across as quite popular with voters. But
crazy,
fingers crossed it doesn't happen.
Fingers crossed it doesn't happen. Well, the closest we had was Dana going for president.
Yeah,
that
didn't end well. No.
Joe, not the most hated man in the world, Harrington. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Cheers,
much appreciated.
You.
We're going to enjoy looking at the campaign while it goes on.